That's indicated in a pre-imposed bronchitis for Armstrong and Larry Roney, R-H-O-N-E-Y. This goes to the VA on 6/24/26. Mr. Roney performed pre- and post-bronchodilators spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index is less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/12/25, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lorraine Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L. On 6/24/26, Mrs. Farrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient still with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilator. Period. This report goes to Dr. Schmitz. Thank you.